Good afternoon, everybody. We have a special announcement today from Texas Motor Speedway. Joining us for the announcement is Texas Motor Speedway President Eddie Gossage and our special guest, Vancor founder and CEO Ken Goggins. Gentlemen, nice to have you here. Eddie, I'll let you take it away. We got some great entitlement news. Please share it with us.
Thank you, Ziz. Pleased to announce that Vancor, which is an energy and commodities company based here in North Texas, will be the title sponsor of the Vancor 350 NASCAR, make sure I get this right, the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series race set for Friday, March 29th. And so we've had a relationship with Vancor for a couple of years now, and this is another great addition to our entitlement sponsors, and really glad to have someone of this nature involved in the things that are going on here in Texas, a real Texas company being the sponsor of this race.
Before we get to Ken, Eddie, a couple of questions. You talked about the date. It moves now from November to March. How important was it for Texas Motor Speedway to get an entitlement sponsor in there going into 2019?
Well, first of all, NASCAR asked us if we would be willing to move our November truck event to the spring, where they had a lot of open dates, and they're trying to develop some following week-to-week, race-to-race for the truck series. And we said, if that's good for NASCAR, then we're good with that. But you've got to have a sponsor that does a good job with you, that helps you produce this event. They're expensive to do. They're tough to do. And to make them successful, you just can't do it without a sponsor any longer. And so, like I said, we've had a relationship with Vancor. Vancor sponsors the dirt track sprint car race that we've had in the past in the spring as part of our NASCAR weekend. It will move to November. So essentially we're moving the Vancor 350 from November to March, and we're moving the sprint car race to November, because it leaves us a Friday and Saturday night open. We can race over at the dirt track. So sprint cars will be racing over there in November, and the NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series will be racing here in March.
Great. Ken, your industry is the oil and gas, based out of North Texas. Tell us, what was the fit with NASCAR and TMS, and also a brief overview of your company?
Yeah, sure. Just an overview. Oil and gas commodities, so basically anything, oil, natural gas, NGLs, we buy those straight from the wellhead. We move them through some of our own pipe and some of our own natural gas facilities, and we get it to basically the end user so that y'all can get that processed and use it in your everyday life. We're kind of all over the United States. We're also move offshore stuff as well. So a little bit about that. What got me into NASCAR really is more of my family than anything. My wife and I have four beautiful boys that are twins, 2 years apart. So they love NASCAR, and I thought, what better way to get in the middle of it than to have the boys out here in the middle of it. So they'll be here tonight after school, so 5 and 7, wandering around the garages.
And when he talks about the family and the boys, they've even had birthday parties out here with the boys, and a big time was had by all. So they love their racing. Part of the smoke show here a couple weeks back, Tony Stewart. So they're into this big time, and we like that.
They're brave enough to let me in a car. So
worked.
So actually, they're third-generation fans, because you were telling us about your dad, yourself, and now your kids, and you're continuing the tradition of NASCAR within your family.
Yep, that's right. My grandfather, who I was born on his birthday, big NASCAR fan as well, and he'll be coming in the morning. He'll be 82, so he likes to do it. It's something we did on Sundays after church. We'd go by and hang out at the grandparents' house and watch NASCAR.
That's what you do. Well, here in Texas, when we have a winner in Victory Lane, we celebrate with a cowboy hat from Texas Motor Speedway. So I want to give you this cowboy hat as another one of our winners, and we thank you for the partnership.
Thank you very much.
You look good.
Glad to be here.
You look good in that. Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good deal. Thanks,
looking
guys.
Good.
A quick note, we talked about the dirt track event. For you now, you're going to have two events at Texas Motor Speedway. You've expanded your portfolio in terms of entitlements. Talk about having races on you're basically bookending our season with the NASCAR weekends. How important is that for your brand?
Yeah, I think it helps us get exposure all year long, which is important. And it's also nice to support the dirt track itself. I think that's where it starts. They're really cool to watch as well. So it's nice to be partnered up with Tony Stewart there.
Yeah.
And the boys have gotten to know him pretty well, too. So.
That will continue to be the Tony Stewart presents the Vancouver Texas Nationals. So.
Yeah.
Pretty strong. We love having Tony involved in things here, and that's a good fit. Like, you've got to know him through the races and through the smoke show. Yeah.
We'll open for questions if we have any. All right, they're bashful today.
They are bashful. Right. Here we go. Wolfgang, we get a
Wolfgang.
Microphone over here.
I have a question for you. How did you get in touch with this NASCAR business, especially with Texas Motor Speedway? Can you give me some more background?
Yeah, it was pretty random. Of course, I'm local. I'm not too far away over in Rockwall, but just the boys wanted to have a NASCAR racing birthday party, and I said, what the heck? I think I cold called and said, hey, can I do a birthday party out there? And by the way, y'all got a suite that I can get to. So it was just a random cold call. So.
Well, Ken, if you have any more friends that want to do birthday parties here, feel free. Jason will hook it up for you.
That's right.
We do birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, graduations, big in the proms, over in the Speedway Club, whatever you want to do.
That's right.
So, no, Ken's just become a good friend.
Yep. Yeah, really great people here.
Ken, welcome to the sponsorship family here at Texas Motor Speedway. We look forward to working with you in the future on both events. Thank you.
Good deal. Thanks.
Thank you, Ken.